Guelph today received the following letter to the editor in regards to Vision Zero, Safe Streets. The Guelph Coalition for Active Transportation put out a request to have citizens submit comments to City Council regarding Vision Zero, Safe Streets. Here are my thoughts. I wish to express my support for the Vision Zero recommendations for safer streets for all. As a victim of a cycling accident, it was no accident. That van hit me, in October of 2019 on the streets of Guelph, my life has been changed permanently. Even with Guelph's finest surgeon, I still walk with a limp and am in pain after standing for more than an hour. I rarely cycle Guelph roads anymore, even though cycling produces multiple benefits to my health, both mental and physical. Throughout the winter months, I have cross-country skied to remain active and get outdoors. This too has been radically reduced due to my severe hip injury. Much of the discussion around Vision Zero has been about physical safety, so-called accidents. However, it is not only a matter of physical injury. Research is now pointing to the psychological injury caused by congestion, noise and pollution, in my opinion something far more serious to our existence. Our increased levels of anger and frustration due to congestion, road rage, impatience, is becoming apparent in our day-to-day lives, dare I say even our politics. But to get back to physical harm, Guelph streets are not safe. Vulnerable road users, pedestrians, cyclists, children, seniors and the disabled, are threatened by aggressive, distracted drivers. Speed, noise, air quality, congestion, are attacking our well-being daily, and it is only to get worse regardless whether we build up or out as we welcome more citizens and businesses to Guelph. Without safe streets, people will either continue to be injured, or if they can, choose to not locate to Guelph because of inadequate infrastructure and unnecessary personal risk. Businesses will not want to expose their employees to these threats. Parents will not want to expose their children or elderly loved ones to these unnecessary and preventable dangers. The people at GCAT have done the research. The biking lawyer, David Shelnut, faces these issues daily. Brent Todarian, Todarian Urban Works, an expert on these matters, has spoken to you before. Please do not let the citizens and future residents of Guelph down. Take the necessary bold steps to make Guelph a great place to live as we head into our next 100 years. Sincerely, J. Wilson, Guelph, Ontario.